Rundown Wednesday, September 28th. Football is back, and NFL Sunday Ticket.tv has a special offer for the Barstool audience. With the promo code Barstool, you can save 10% on all NFL Sunday Ticket.tv packages. NFL Sunday Ticket.tv. You can stream all live out-of-market games every Sunday afternoon on any device. Don't miss a moment of Sunday action with packages starting at just $24.99 for the college student and $49.99 for everybody who's displaced from their cities like the guys in this office. Again, visit the website NFLSundayTicket.tv online and use the promo code Barstool at checkout to get 10% off any package. On to the first rundown topic.
Some serious porn on your...
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been watching porn all day because Alicia Machado.
Some pretty serious porn on your desktop. Right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not joking. I was literally watching porn today for work because of Alicia Machado, the chick who Hillary brought up during her debate. She was a former Miss Universe from Venezuela. Hillary said she brought up how Donald was mad at her when she won Miss Universe because she got fat and put on the pounds. So this was Hillary's big thing. She was like, she's a citizen now, she's gonna vote, and you were rude to her. Well, it turns out she basically murdered a dude. It also turns out that she did some hardcore anal porn right on the internet. So, what do you got on Hillary basically hitching her wagon to a murderous porn star?
Bad idea.
Not a great idea.
Bad idea. But, it was Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
Dude, murder in Venezuela is like playing wiffle ball in America. Like, who the fuck
I also
cares?
Think anal sex is probably too.
Well, that I'm not going to hate on her for that regardless. I understand like people would be like, hey, Hillary, maybe don't, you know, hitch your wagon to a murderer. But then I read the whole like Venezuela getaway car thing. Venezuela standard. Murders a dime a dozen.
That's very true. But that's my point. If you're going to pick up someone from Venezuela, you have to know that they've probably done butt sex on camera and probably murdered someone.
She probably did. She probably was like, you know what? People will just say, hey, it's Venezuela. Who cares?
Par for the course.
It's a fair argument. Like going into Latinas do two things. They speak Spanish and they love anal sex.
You got awesome asses and they sometimes drive getaway
and
cars.
And they do three things.
And they are ride or die bitches. So they will go to bat for their man.
There's actually the argument to be made that that Hillary just knew. Like she knew her name was Machado. Right. She's like, this chick's probably murdered a bit, probably taken a dick or 10 in the ass. Right. But she got called Miss Piggy, and that's going to get more headlines. Mm-hmm. And I think that is. Like, we're more into the anal stuff, because that's kind of the world we live in.
I'd say so. That's fair.
I think mainstream America, they don't have their eyes on anal yet. And they're more into just, like, racist comments and things like that. And that's going to be the main story still. Maybe we'll go nuts, but, like, the little suburban housewives who they were really trying to reach, they still care about Miss Piggy more than a dick in the
butt. It's outrageous to be on an interview, and Anderson Cooper be like, let's talk about this murder case. And you're like, no, we're here to talk about Miss Piggy. That, I mean, I respect all of it. The murder, the anal, and the blatant disregard for the fact that that's the biggest
story. It is a little ridiculous to be like, I might have killed someone, but that guy shouldn't call me fat.
She said the past is in the past. We're talking about things that he said
Mark
in the past.
Mark McGuire, it works.
She told a judge she was going to murder him,
yes,
too.
Yes, the guy.
She should have gone
Palmero. I think, despite the anal and the getaway car, I think like being a judge in a South American country is one of the most dangerous professions going.
I think worse is being a referee in soccer in South America.
That's true. Like that's like when you call someone guilty when you're in a courtroom, 10 times out of 10 it's gonna end with, yo, I'm gonna fucking kill
murder
you
every single time. And they will. Right. They're not just saying it. They'll actually do it. Elon Musk is in the news. He says he's gonna colonize Mars. He says he can do it for $200,000 a ticket. He's rolling out this plan. Ordinarily, it would cost $10 billion a person to send him to Mars, but he's got this cool idea where he's going to refuel halfway through and use some fancy shit. $200,000 to go to Mars. He does say, there's a little disclaimer, if you buy a ticket, you have to be willing to die.
Oh, no duh.
That's pretty standard.
That's a disclaimer on anything in the world. Right. You cross the street, you got to be willing to die.
Out of this world, dude. When you go to Mars, you have to know that you're going to potentially
die. Okay, well, universe. Anything in the universe. You want to be willing to put your life on the line for
dude,
it.
You might die.
Fuck this nerd. Get me a hoverboard before you're trying to get me to Mars. Apple remote that I don't lose. Get me a hoverboard. Get me Wi-Fi on the subway. Get me TVs on every single plane. Like, there's a lot of shit I need before I want to go to Mars.
Although it is pretty cool to go to Mars.
No, it's not.
I don't. You have to
colonize it yourself.
No,
bro.
There's nothing there.
I would go to Mars. Leave this fucking Earth.
If we were
so
talking
about nothing, goddamn head spin.
That's so stupid.
Kevin, talking about some xenon girl of 21st century shit, because in the future, people don't have jobs. Every movie I've seen, which knows a lot of the
nobody
future,
works.
They don't have jobs. They just live in the space station and just party all day. So if you create some building like that on Mars that I can go to, I'm in. But if I have to go there and be an astronaut, fuck
I saw your Snapchat this morning complaining about the fucking ferry across the whatever river
that's
that
my
is.
Point.
Right. You don't want to go to Mars. The Mars there's is so no, much farther
no
than a
ferry. To the work
yeah, but you got to get all the way there. Yeah. By the way, you should have put that on Barstool Sports. So.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the kind of hard-hitting stuff that you need on the Barstool Sports yeah. Snap.
Fuck this nerd. Nerds with too much time are the worst.
Also, like, you're
pure cancer.
Also,
you're cancer, dude.
Your spaceship just blew up, like, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so that's, like, let's work on just, right. like, blasting off before we go to fucking Mars, pal.
Isn't he fucking someone? Oh, Amber Heard. That's, I'd go to Mars with her. That's who he's banging now.
Yeah.
She divorced
listen, there's a lot of
Johnny Depp, and now she's banging
this
shit.
He's not banging him well enough if he wants to go to Mars.
We'll continue this conversation on KFC Radio, because we could probably do this for a whole hour, but I think you're overlooking going to Mars. I think there's some cool things.
No, give me three. The three top things right now.
I don't have to work. I don't have to go home to my wife, and I don't have to go
But you have to work, Kevin. You have to become a farmer.
Yeah, you
have to become an intergalactic farmer.
No, the NASA people do that shit for you.
It's not a free trip.
It's not free. It's $200,000.
Yeah, but that's just for the ride. That's for the ride, Kevin. You once you get there, you're on your fucking own.
Rig said it best. I will hold on to the side of the fucking spaceship and give it a whirl to get out of this planet.
No, what the yeah, fuck?
You
I
guys,
love this planet.
You guys,
dude, they have.
Well, love's a strong word.
They don't have college football or NFL on Mars. What the fuck you gotta leave for,
you
man?
You sound like a couple of guys who are married with kids.
I don't. I have no reason to leave this place.
On the McGregor Alvarez fight coming up in November at MSG. Big deal, huge deal. They're in MSG in New York. At the press conference, they give the mic to a fan, and he just goes in on Eddie Alvarez, calling him out, calling him a motherfucker. You've never gone five rounds and won, so why are you talking shit to McGregor?
This question is for Eddie Alvarez. You've been mentioning that Conor McGregor is not a championship fighter. He only has 2 to 3 rounds. Yet in your professional career, you've only went to the fifth round twice and lost one of them. What the fuck are you talking about, motherfucker? The fuck are you talking about? That's the champ! That's the fucking champ right there! Fuck you, man!
McGregor loves every second of it. Was this a plant? Is this an inside Dana White job?
Ooh, that's a good call. It might have been. It was a funny thing. I have a question for you, because this will be our first big event in New York. Does anything change? I mean, I feel like New York is so big that no one cares.
Nobody gives a fuck.
I think Nate was like saying that everyone's going to be falling out of bars drunk and like having a great time. Isn't it going to just be like a little bit more traffic and kind
of an inconvenience? I was going to say, that's kind of always how it is.
That's
anyway.
What I feel like New York has become. It's just like you just notice when there's more traffic and you're like, this fucking sucks.
Basically.
More than it usually
sucks.
They'll
be like the Irish bars will be a little more packed. People drink a little more Jameson that night. But I don't think it's really going to change the city.
Okay.
Fight's your big McGregor boy, our brethren, right?
I am. But I'm going to tell you what, the second video in this blog. Where it's I feel like the whole thing is it's almost like almost everyone there is a plant because neither thing either of those people said was that great.
See,
and both people went fucking nuts. Well, like it's, McGregor it's just going, "Who the fuck is that?" Think about the guy sitting right behind him. That got a laugh like it was fucking a Kevin Hart comedy.
See, I don't know if that was a plan. I just think that McGregor's so electric that everyone wants to just hitch themselves to him. So they're like, if you can just get in the conversation with McGregor for even a second. That's huge for you.
But and I love McGregor to death, but no matter what he says, it's this huge uproar following.
It's,
it's
the Vin Scully effect. Like, everything he says
who's
and does
this fucking guy is like such a cliche thing. Like, if someone in a locker room.
Thing, though. That's why he's got the glasses.
If someone
he's
in a locker
tats,
room said,
the whole outfit.
I don't even know who that is. Everyone would be like, all right, dude.
It's
like,
the accent, it's though. The accent adds a lot.
The accent's huge, but it's
big.
It's,
we had
again,
a British guy
stress.
In here. We had a meeting with him yesterday. And it's like the whole time, it's like, this guy's the smartest guy in the world.
We should give him all the money. Let's just do everything with him. Commercial break? Tim Tebow, Tim Griffey Jr., first professional pitch he sees. Yahweh goes Yabo. It was, I mean, Oppo
that was
Fields.
Nice, that was nice.
Oppo.
That was nice.
I mean,
that was good.
Show everyone what you're working with today.
Yeah, I got a little blue
it's a nice
pink stripe on the back.
I was like, what?
I
is
like
Kevin
that.
Wearing this backwards?
I thought it was, I actually, when I bought it, I thought it was on the front and it was on the back. I was like, fuck it. Maybe I'll just take my shirt off, Portnoy style. We'll talk about that in a minute. Tim Tebow. Busts his ass down to first base, because of course he does, muscled it out, and John, it was in front of maybe 16 or 17 people going wild.
That was the fucking, that was like 17 drunk elderly
old
people
women.
In Florida, where they just kind of shoved, like they didn't know where they were going.
They thought they were going to
bingo. They were just kind of led there. Like it was like when they take kindergarten kids on a field trip. It's like, all right, everyone come with us. It was just those old people who were about to die.
And
like,
they,
come on, we're going to come watch Tim Tebow play
well,
baseball.
They witnessed greatness. And they'll probably go right directly to heaven after they do die. Because
that video pissed me off. That made me hate.
That
hate me.
That Red Bull energy drink
it's
that you're
good.
Drinking. Yeah, it's
good. I just hate. Tebow
I don't want to be. I don't want to be the guy who's always too woke. But did you see that we have not seen a single camera angle where the ball is going over the fence.
Oh, so we're staging this whole thing like the moon landing.
What? Like, it'd be pretty fucking good for Coley. Go ahead and try to find me an angle where you can see this ball going over the fence.
It's almost like the Portnoy Hank gif where it was just a fly ball.
I don't want to be the too woke guy, but I have not seen.
So, I mean, I think everyone is just agreeing.
No, what I'm just like, this is.
I've seen a video from behind the plate.
Did you see the ball go over?
Yeah, not, I see the ball.
Did you see the ball?
Hang on a second. Hang on. God damn it, Dan. I hate when you do this. So the ball went over the fence. The ball went over the fence.
You saw it with your eyes.
Yeah, I saw it with my eyes.
Let me see it.
Yeah, I can't.
Pull it up.
You have to have good eyes as good as mine.
Just saying. It's a nice little story for the Mets organization. Nice little story for this fucking whatever developmental league it is. Nice little story for
instructional
Tebow.
Instructional league. Get it right. It was instructional league.
PFT said it correctly. Tim Tebow's entire career now is like one Kimmel prank. I don't know what's real.
I know this was real. And I hate Tim Tebow.
You didn't see the ball go over the fence.
I saw it.
Either way, I've never seen a stiffer swing than Tim Tebow's. It's like so, there's no fluidity whatsoever.
He was just a meathead. It was just muscled one out.
It's right. It wasn't like an impressive oppo where he went with the pitch.
No,
it was an inside pitch that he was late on.
It
wasn't like he just went
with
it, took it the opposite field.
No, it was all.
And then everyone pretended it went over the fence. That's
not why Timmy's here. Timmy's here for two reasons. One, I think apparently the jersey sales, there's like no, like MLB doesn't get a cut of it because he's in like such a bullshit league, so it goes right to the Wilpons, which is unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's just the ultimate Wilpon move.
Yeah, it would be nice to be in a home run, huh? Just file in all these old people who don't even know what's going on.
Hey, the real reason he's here.
Let me see that video before you
tweet
it.
The real reason
out,
he's
granny.
Here is the divine intervention. Do you get maybe a little nervous that the Mets are going to face the Cubs and Tim Tebow is going to be working his black magic?
No.
Now, coming from you, who when he was a football guy, it was all Tim Tebow, all Jesus
Christ. No, he's not
going to
be on the Mets. If he was on the Mets,
he's in the Mets organization.
If he was on the Mets, I would obviously be very, very worried.
I think
he should
still be very, very worried.
And he's also not hitting real home runs. They're fake.
The running of the bases is just preposterous.
Why the hell did everyone come out too? Was it like the first inning?
And that too.
That
was
kind of
too
interesting
much.
That they all came out.
They came out to see Tim Tebow.
Yeah, right. No, I'm saying like all the players came out to celebrate after a home run in the first inning. Huh.
First career home
run.
Hey
guys,
first
let's run out.
Home run.
Okay.
That's understandable.
Yeah, first career home run. You usually act silent.
No, see, I think that's stupid and so overplayed. I think that's the dumbest shit.
I'm making way too much sense now.
I'll be honest, he is. I'll be honest, Johnny is.
No, you're gonna start silencing me soon.
Don't you do it. Mary J. Blige and Hillary Clinton with the most awkward thing I've ever witnessed with my own eyeballs. They are doing some sort of sit-down interview that airs, like, I don't know, tomorrow or some shit. And Mary J. Blige sings some weird hippy-dippy Springsteen song, American Skin, reaches out and holds Hillary's hand. Hillary just sits there blinking and staring at her. It was cringeworthy to the fucking max.
What?
And then Mary J. Blige flipped out when... Twitter that got on her back, and she just told everyone,
right,
shut the fuck
so
up.
So I didn't see this video. You didn't put it on the list. I'm not going to blame you, but you didn't put it on the list.
I did. I added it.
Okay. No one told
it was,
me.
It was in an email.
Okay.
So in an email.
Anyway.
Chain.
On the list. Anyway.
It's on the list.
So, but that's fine. That's fine. I have a take that doesn't have to, I don't have to see it.
Shocked.
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 What is the point of who is Mary J. Blige at this point? And I understand, like, Hillary last week, she did the Millennial Week. Is this Black Week?
I was gonna say this is. I mean, this is.
But like, is Mary? But
Black
is Mary?
Love Mary
oh, they
J.
do.
Blige.
Okay,
love
see, I didn't know
Mary
that.
J. Blige.
Okay, all right.
She's like.
So I stand corrected on that. I didn't understand where Mary J. Blige fit in. Because
they do love her.
Why wouldn't you go to Oprah?
I think even Black people were like this. Yeah, that's the point. She's not like an interviewer. So they,
right.
And they had her singing.
Or Beyonce.
The whole thing was jacked up.
There's like, nothing more awkward than when someone like does that. Like, when someone tries. If Kanye came into this building right now, and was like, "Yo, I'll stay here and talk to you," but. He has let me rap to you for 5 minutes first. I'd be like, I can't. I'm out. That's
what?
Watching someone do their art, whether even if you're super famous. If Tupac came back from the dead right now, I was like, yo, one-on-one, let me just rap to you. I'd say no, thank you.
What do you mean?
Because
you
have to pretend to be.
High, bro.
You have to pretend to be impressed. It's like when you're opening.
I would listen to Kanye
someone,
rap.
I wouldn't.
For
five
I'd
be minutes. So because I'd have to. I'd have
be
to
okay
act
with
like
that.
It was the like it was the most life-changing thing I've ever experienced.
Other, well, that's what
that,
Hillary. I mean,
you
Hillary
have, it's
sat,
like when you're opening presents on Christmas
there.
In front of someone. You have to pretend it's the greatest gift.
It's a good
it's like it's kind of like this is fine, I guess, but I'd rather just
that's
not
why the whole
have
thing
you
was
rapping me right now.
I don't know who planned it. I don't know why you would do it. The whole thing was fucking a disaster. Just like
we should. We're doing a Super Bowl party, which I don't know if we've announced, but we should hire. Just announced it. We should hire Kanye to do like 60 seconds. How much do you think it would cost? 60 seconds.
More than we can afford.
I was gonna say a lot of fucking money.
I know so, yeah.
How much is a fucking concert for Kanye? How much do you hire him for?
I don't think he does it like prorated.
But you don't think he'd be like, hey Kanye, we'll give you $100,000 for 60 seconds. He wouldn't do that?
I don't think he would even fucking open the email, dude.
You're just trying to get some buzz.
Well, maybe we'll do it.
You're something today, man.
Tired.
Drink some more Red Bull energy drink.
Gets
your energy up. That's it for today.
There was construction going on last night when we were trying to do the podcast. We had to wait like 2 hours. Didn't get out here until midnight. Not going to complain.
We need someone to complain. Portnoy style. So you filled in that role nicely. Portnoy with one of the all-time most ridiculous moves ever yesterday. We were all sitting around this little spot right here, Peter Chernin. Big swinging dick at the Cracker Factory.
The biggest swinging.
The biggest. He came straight from the White House.
He was dropping power bombs on our face. Yeah, like the opening line when I said, "Who's the most famous person yourself?" He's like, "I'll do you one better. I just came from lunch with Barack Obama."
Then I heard of that guy.
Then Nate was like, "You know, we got to focus on being funny. But a show like Arrested Development that got, canceled, it was really funny." And he's like, "Well, I actually put that show on air and canceled it, so I know a little something about it." Yeah,
flexing,
just power bombing us left
and
right.
There was one more big one he had too. I fucking forget what it was.
Yeah, everything comes out of his mouth. He's like, "When I was building this, when I was working with this guy, when I started like fucking television, when I invented the TV, it's unbelievable." The guy,
very impressive.
Oh, when I invented Hulu, that's it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He goes, "I invented Hulu, and nobody else liked it, and I like it, so I said, shut the fuck up, you're gonna do it anyway."
It was awesome. I haven't been that impressed by a person since I met John Taffer.
That's a good comparison too, by the way. Anyway, so in the middle of all this, we're all fucking enthralled. We're all listening to him with these power moves. And Portnoy's standing over here, realizes his collared shirt is inside out, which in and of itself is ridiculous, and just pops the top off in the middle of the speech, flips it back over, puts it back on. I almost got to hand it to Portnoy on this one. It's such a ridiculous move.
And then left. And then left.
And then
he very
just mid-speech
thereafter.
Gone.
Yeah.
Didn't excuse himself. Didn't just say, I'll deal with this later. He's like, I have to take my shirt off right now, right in Peter Chernin's face.
It's because he's wearing these like ridiculous clothes now. Because no one has ever handled like losing a little weight worse than Dave Portnoy. He wears these like really tight. You see the fabric? It's like almost see-through fabric.
Yeah, it
the
is.
The shit that he's wearing. So no shit he didn't know he was inside out. The fabric is like is like tissue paper in these like European
exactly
tight
like
shirts.
Paper.
Like he's not wearing a real shirt, so I understand why that happened. He's ridiculous.
That was one of his all-time moments.
No one has, like, he...
I can't believe...
Money and, like, weight changed Dave Portnoy more than anything.
Just the three of us in these chairs noticed, and we all were kind of like, what the fuck?
Everybody was hitting each other.
There were 20 other people here. No one else noticed. I'll give it to him. He was apparently quite stealth about it. But the three of us who had him in our eye line, like, what?
He did a little lean at the end. Like,
I love that the eye...
Was like,
yeah. I love that the eye in the sky busted him, finally. So...
I mean, it's a dicey game to play. Like, I don't want to do too much eye in the sky because then it comes right back to you.
Right.
But I had to on that.
And
one.
Dave
that
really, like, when he says he doesn't care and is an open book, like, it's too far.
Yeah. Also, by the way, I'm home by the time he's back, the eyes are done. Eyes are getting worse.
Dude,
the eyes are concerning me.
I honestly, like, I think like people don't realize it because we're sitting so far away. The eyes make
up
me want to puke.
He
man.
Has.
They're like
open
red
sore.
Bubbles. They're herpes under his eyeballs. And there's like whiteheads coming out now.
It's,
and he's just like, it's so fucking gross. It's
it's borderline leprosy.
How much would I have
it's like the guy from Braveheart.
How much would I have to give you to lick him?
I actually have a KFC radio question about one of the blogs.
How much would I have to give you to lick him?
I had that blog today about the dude, the Australian dude who got a bit on the dick by a spider for the
twice.
Second time.
That's bad luck.
Someone tweeted, quotes, if your buddy got bit on the dick by a venomous spider, would you suck the venom out?
No, I'm not sucking your dick. You're going
to
die,
you
bro.
Wouldn't just, like, kiss my dick a little bit to save my life?
I would. The last thing I would do is kiss your dick.
Dude,
the last thing I would ever do is kiss your dick.
No, there are no eyes in the sky. There's no one here right now. I get bit by a spider. I'm like,
so.
Dude, I'm dying.
I think
and I'm
just
trying to
like,
suck
my dick.
You're just going to sit there and let me die?
Yeah,
probably.
That sucks.
Yeah, probably.
It sucks.
That's not a good.
That
I mean,
sucks.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's just no way I'm
so
kissing your dick.
You'd let me die right here, casually walk to the elevator and just leave. And I'd be tearing my pants down trying to squeeze venom on my dick.
Yeah, you said there's no eye in the sky. So
right,
it's
so
like,
no, there's no witnesses
no
or anything.
No one's going to know that I didn't help you.
any bite that's like directly on your dick at all, I'm totally out on. Just no chance.
I'd cut your dick off for you to get the venom from.
Oh yeah,
from, I'll chop your dick off right now.
Yeah, yeah, like, that keeps it from going into the system.
I'm not sucking your dick to save your life, John.
It's just like a little.
No, definitely that's not kissing.
It's like a side. It's like a side blow
any better, John.
Like a side blow job. You don't want to do that with a
Yeah, yeah. I know
side?
What you mean. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to give you a side blow job, John.
Would you rather suck the venom out of his dick or lick Dave's?
No. Oh. There we go. Now we see.
That's it for the rundown.
For like 10 minutes, you got to lick him. Yeah. Those little fucking red herpes he's got under his eyeballs. I'm gonna take a nap right now. See you guys.